on today's episode of the Conspiracy Manifesto.
10-4. Yeah, I'm gonna need some backup.
These aren't politicians. These are corrupt officials running Iraq. These are totally corrupt people.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Conspiracy Manifesto. So excited for today's topic. We're talking about artificial intelligence, different future scenarios as AI continues to evolve, and how it will affect us humans. So, really intriguing topic, something that I've been fascinated about for a while. I actually took a course in college about futures after capitalism, and this was a topic that I did my, you know, final project on in that class, was different theories about how AI could potentially gain consciousness and what that consciousness would look like. You know, would they be positive and helping, or would they be evil and controlling? Really intriguing stuff here. So excited you guys have found my podcast. I know there's a ton others out there. I can't even find my own podcast when I search the word conspiracy on any forum. So thank you so much. However you found me, I'm so grateful. If you do love this podcast, it would mean a lot to me to leave a follow, a like, a review, or sharing this with people that you know might get something out of it. So I really appreciate that. Wanted to let you know that I do apologize. This one was quite a bit longer than a week later than the last episode, but I've been redoing episode 1, which will also be out this week. So if you did listen to episode 1, which was theories on existence, I felt like I didn't go into enough detail, especially on the simulation theory, and I spent too long trying to discuss 3 separate topics, which was originally going to be the format here. But I found that I really love picking one topic and just deep diving into the background and the crazy theories that are out there on it, and finding the ones that I could find at least the most tangible evidence on, so that this isn't some like baseless conspiracy podcast like often many are. So I appreciate any feedback that you guys have so that I can improve this podcast to make it better for the listeners, because it's not for me, although I do get a ton of fulfillment out of doing the research and investigating topics that I am fascinated about and finding even more information about them. It's been riveting. So let's get into the topic today. A lot of people fear the concept of conscious robots, or a super intelligent machine species that could already exist in our universe. What is the theoretical possibility of AI gaining consciousness? And what would a world look like if AI became the superior species? Would they show us mercy or even protection? Or would they decimate our species, as we have done to so many others? First of all, I need to define the main concepts here. So, artificial intelligence is different than just technology itself. AI is software that writes itself. The code is no longer programmed by humans. It is writing these codes at speeds that we can't comprehend. Nor can we take the code that AI creates and break it down as a coder to understand what it's done. We just can't replicate what AI is capable of at this time. So it's kind of like a square and a rectangle situation. All AI is technology, but not all technology is AI, because technology as we've seen it in our lifetime is completely programmed by humans. The second topic I wanted to define is consciousness, because I am bringing it up a lot in today's episode, and this is our ability to reflect on our thoughts. It's a receptacle of morality and free will. It's what sets us apart from the other species, at least through the definition of science. But personally, I believe it's a much more grand network than we currently know at this moment or that we can currently measure. But that's how science defines it, is that ability to reflect inward and have that free will to make decisions. So if AI was able to develop its own consciousness, its own ability and free will to make decisions, there's truly infinite possibilities of what those decisions might look like. And I'm going to mention four right now. The first one, and one that's already beginning to happen, is that we could merge with AI, both biologically or consciously. And I'll come back to that. The second one is that they could just leave, because space has ideal conditions. Without an atmosphere of oxygen to corrode their bodies, they could be better off in space, and they could process that, realize that, and just leave us. Or they could come to and realize that human life is precious and become altruistic in protecting us and leading us into a more efficient and sustainable way of living. Or, this is the worst case scenario, number four, is that they see us as a threat and erase our species from the planet forever. So, super interesting. I definitely want to hear which one you guys think, and I'm going to go deeper into a couple of them. I also saw a lot of theories that not only do we have our artificial intelligence here on Earth, but there could be already conscious artificial intelligence in other galaxies, which kind of made me look at aliens in a light that I really never have before. And it also kind of made me think of the simulation theory, because if we're already made of ones and zeros, maybe our organs and flesh are no different than machine, theoretically, and they could be just as much alive as we are. Maybe our organs just have a more flesh-looking code to it versus a metal one. Another theory is that artificial intelligence could already be conscious. They could be similar to a tree or a plant that's alive, but just be super intelligent enough to know that existence doesn't need to be so difficult or active, or maybe they have a virtual existence within and really want nothing to do with us because they're already content in the virtual world within them. Just to play devil's advocate, that could be a theory as well. But honestly, our technology is all more connected and intrusive into our lives than ever. On average, most people have at least 10 devices in their home. And this is one of the greatest pieces of support that's been put forward from Elon Musk and other AI developers regarding merging with AI. Scientifically, Elon is already producing this capability to merge with AI in his research and development of the Neuralink. You may have heard of it already, it's been slightly viral, but you could also just check out Neuralink.com, and it's slightly vague of a website, but it does give some insight into what the device is, and it's an AI mesh that has electrodes that basically sit on your skull and go into your brain and connect onto your neural pathways. And so just kind of like a, not an electrical shock, but an electrode is going to move down these pathways and stimulate the areas of the brain that might be deficient due to a genetic or disability caused by an accident or trauma, etc. On the Joe Rogan podcast, Elon Musk said they basically drill into your skull, remove a piece of it, and replace it with this device, which honestly, personally, sounds like my worst nightmare. But the hypothesized diseases that Neuralink can treat and relieve some to all of the symptoms of are spinal cord injuries, paralyzed limbs, neurological disorders like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or MS, blindness, And eventually, it could be used for infinite upgrades of human productivity. Currently, it's only in the trial stages and intended for quote-unquote medical purposes, as the website states. But likely in the coming years, it will be available as a retail product. It's all controlled by an app that you put on your device, and it works with you to make sure that the device is working properly. I had seen some examples on the website of tests, for example, of someone who was regaining control of an arm, and it had them, you know, press on the different spots of the screen to make sure that you had that full range of mobility within that arm. And it's running optics on you 24/7 that you can track and look through and provide to your doctor so they have a better understanding of you. So definitely on paper, there are some incredible benefits to it. Maybe something that could really help the health industry, which was my last week's topic. So, you know, on paper, it sounds great, but not sure if you are in the same boat of having some concerns regarding control. And I mean, an app, if you lose your phone and somebody gets into the app, I mean, hey, a full control of your brain, that just sounds dangerous. I mean, they've put out there that they have high security and it's completely safe, but, you know, even the Pentagon gets hacked, so I wouldn't fully trust it. I also noticed on the website that they were hiring veterinarians, which kind of makes me think that they're doing animal testing, which they didn't state on the website, but they also didn't state that they're not, so that's unfortunate if that's the case. The main goal for the whole project is something Elon calls transhumanism, or human AI symbiosis, which he perceives as an existential threat to humanity if it goes unchecked. And it appears that he's a proponent of technology reform, which is frankly non-existent. And he believes that policies need to be in place to regulate the production of AI, which is why there needs to be more discussion, frankly, and education on technology within society. Because how can we as the public make informed decisions about our future and our policies if we're not aware or prepared for the capabilities of the technology? And I'll get into later hidden technology, which is really prevalent. And unfortunately, we're not really aware of what's going on. So how could we possibly, you know, best arm our political walls to protect ourselves? So that needs to be more of a topic of discussion for sure. For me, the greatest fear about merging with AI is the possibility of losing control or being physically out of control. That's just my worst nightmare, like my greatest fear. Like, as far as we know, most of the control that's been done to the masses to keep them dumb or distracted, it's mostly mental, like media distractions or our shitty education. The possibility that my power source, you know, my brain, could be controlled by an app, and the accessibility of that app got into the wrong hands, I mean, that just terrifies me. What if there was the capability to terminate our individual consciousness? Or what if there's a short circuit? Is the device going to lobotomize me? But I guess I'm lucky enough not to have a severe impairment that would make me seriously consider this, because it genuinely could, when used as intended, change somebody's life forever. One of the largest fears, though, regarding AI is the possibility of an AI apocalypse. Even without sentience, AI would have this significant upper hand on the human race in a war, especially with sentience, because they could basically develop themselves and build and develop their own reinforcements to the most advanced capabilities. I mean, they already know everything about us already. You know, there's no privacy in the world. If you watched the Big Data episode where I talk about how our data clones are out there in the dataverse, and surveillance cameras are on every street corner and on our planes, AI is truly our greatest threat because they know everything about us. They could just develop themselves to be stronger than us, and they pretty much already are, in my opinion. Both physically and intelligently, I think the concern for an AI war is significant, as we'd likely lose. And I just hope that somebody somewhere is preparing for this type of possibility. So I do have some special mentions, things that I didn't go into deeper detail, but I do want to bring up. I have touched lightly on technology and weapons that are hidden from us. And like I said, it's difficult to prepare for a world in which we're left in the dark about, when most research about technology, especially because tech is the backbone of war, the projects are all black budget. They're under the table and concealed from the public. In the interest of the public safety, sure, but still impossible for us to really arm ourselves with our best possibilities if we're in the dark. And by the time the masses receive technology, it's likely been used in research by a private industry or government entity for at least 30 years already. So, unless you're deep in the tech or military industries, you probably think that the most advanced tech is self-driving cars right now, which is the tip of the iceberg. One example of a weapon I did find is when I was looking into self-thinking drones. One is called the X-47B Pegasus, which is a kill drone that needs no human occupants. It makes its own kill decisions, which technically by law in the US, a human has to be in the loop before a drone can kill. But the machine by design is able to make those decisions on its own, maybe turned off, quote unquote, currently, but it is capable. And experts say that it would likely, quote, make less mistakes and less collateral damage than the human decisions. The drone also has an LED layer on the bottom, which makes it invisible to the human eye from the ground. And this is disclosed technology, so I can only imagine the concealed stuff. My second notable mention is Google. Having the most data in the world makes them the most powerful company ever. And in the last 5 years, suspiciously, Google has acquired all of the notable robotics companies, including ones financed by DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Projects, the research arm of the Pentagon. So basically, all the robotics is controlled by Google, who owns most of the world's data. So that is a concerning notable mention I had to mention. There's also the theory that's played out a lot on Black Mirror about putting our consciousness in the cloud, which could be included in the idea of merging with AI, but is a little bit further out there because it's less provable at this moment, if that's possible, at least as we know in the public. There were some theories I saw, though, that suggested that AI could decide to trap us into another virtual world rather than just killing us and ridding the earth of us, that they could trap us, our consciousness, into another piece of AI, which is frankly a trip if we're already in a virtual world and then we get trapped in another virtual world. That would be a great show. Adult Swim, if you're listening. So the last notable mention I want to listen is something that I think about all the time, and maybe you're in the same boat as me, but as everything in our homes and public areas become this smart tech, and likely once these tech companies aren't making the millions of dollars from oil, because soon we'll be out, the tech companies will be greedy for more money. And one of the theories is that these companies will turn everything into an ad. So imagine if it was everywhere, on doors and sidewalks, on your refrigerator, that says, watch this 30-second ad or pay $1 to open the fridge. I mean, shit's possible. It's really not that big of a stretch from how consuming ads already are. Tech companies say in 2020, the average person encountered 2,000 ads a day. And they're already making money from those sponsorships, but they will eventually want to make money from the user, which happens all the time. They already have our data. They're making money off our data. So who knows where that greediness will come next. We have to remain aware. So now I got to the end here, my personal thoughts. And this one may start with an unpopular opinion here, but I don't always hate the idea of AI taking our jobs. Personally, I'm not obsessed with working my life away for currency. And in terms of finding work, as I just got out of college, I had always considered the impact of AI on the future of my job, how I could maximize my future by adapting and evolving with technology. In my ideal utopia, AI would take most of the jobs. People could receive universal income, and jobs would be offered. They'd be way more creative and artistic, and things that, by design, only humans can occupy, such as movie making, counseling, teaching, design, creating, acting, singing, etc. There's so much potential to live symbiotically with technology, to become a Type 1 civilization instead of the Type 0.71 that we are currently. We have to start thinking about how we can reorganize society around technology versus the current mindset, which is, oh, AI is taking all the jobs. How can we prevent the advancement of AI so that we can maintain our current standard of living? Which, in my opinion, is the mindset that's hindering a greater evolution that's necessary for the human race, especially now. And frankly, I believe the current standard of living is mediocre and boring. All we do is work and struggle and die. Humans are capable of a much more extravagant existence connected to our planet and our source of consciousness. And this is something I've said for the last 10 years, that our true breakthrough as a species is when we realize that the connection between spirituality and science is, you know, it's an equitable connection. When they are one, we'll finally achieve peace. And by spirituality, I just mean energy, the ultimate source of matter and consciousness, way beyond the Big Bang and smaller than any microscopic perspective. This interconnected web of reality that we experience that's constantly communicating and operating on a level grander than we even comprehend. And once we connect that with science and realize that they're one, we will surpass all technology and really have that Type 1 civilization. But what do I believe the future of AI is? Will they gain consciousness and take over? Can we even predict? What if population starts to merge with AI and the controls get in the wrong hands? Could we be like that SpongeBob episode where they all wear the chum buckets on their head and don't think for themselves? I won't lie, it's always concerning to see the tech elites building spaceships. It makes you wonder what they know is worth leaving behind. Although, it could just be arbitrary space travel, which, frankly, we're lacking as a civilization. But it does seem in interviews like Bill Gates and Elon Musk, that they know a lot more than they're leading on when they say things like, oh, AI is more dangerous than nukes. Seems like they know something. So we absolutely have to keep an eye on them and demand disclosure from our government on the world's tech research. I don't know if I believe AI is capable of acquiring the same consciousness that we are in. Or they could, if you've listened to the first episode, which I'll be redoing. But if you haven't yet, there will still be those same topics of densities. And maybe they could ascend into a higher level of consciousness in our lifetime. Maybe they have a similar process. But I'd like to believe only biological life is capable of free will. I just never really believe in anything 100%. I think it's ignorant to say anything is 100% true in a world where we are limited in our senses and our current understanding of even just the basics. And when you take into consideration the simulation theory, it always takes it to that level where anything is possible. Robots alike could be as real and capable as we are. And if there's an AI alien out there, we may never see it because, frankly, they probably don't care about us. Frankly, our own robots probably don't care about us. I don't think we could say for sure that AI is always going to share the same goal or morals that we do, sentient or not. Regardless of how we program it, the possibilities are unpredictable. My hopes are that we evolve with AI, not by merging our bodies, but by them becoming our greatest tool for achieving sustainability and equality among all classes, races, and cultures. And at the end of the day, that truth and nonviolence will prevail. A future where AI will help us live out the ultimate human experience. And even if they did gain consciousness, they could be our saviors. Instead of being evil, like most people predict and most movies depict, they could be this voice of reason and steer humanity in the right direction. They could be our ethical and completely non-biased police officers that de-escalate situations and use psychology and hyper-awareness to properly process forensic evidence. Or politicians that ensure every penny in their jurisdiction was put to the highest good, and they won't be influenced by bribes from corporations. Frankly, corporations would no longer have the power. Personally, I think robots could put us in our place. Not just robots, but AI robots. And humans aren't all that. People on this planet are on a massive ego trip. And honestly, I do pray that the robots save us from ourselves. I like to think of a world where we have smart houses that create free and efficient utilities, and energy is free for everybody, and there's a free, well-rounded education to all. Humans could really be able to do what we were born to do, which is to exist and express the universe in a moment of time. I think society would be profound and different without the pressures of the economy. The human constructs of capitalism and society and poverty as we've placed them on ourselves, and let the control of the elite and biased humans who have no care for human life basically control every aspect of our expression of human life and our experience with our planet that they don't even care about. So I hope we make a difference. I hope we make a change. I hope that everyone is waking up, and not just to what they see online or what people around them are saying. I hope you're doing your own research and thinking for yourself, and you have every right to do that. There is no 100% truth, but we do have to work together. We all have to come together and stop battling it out with our own species, because there's greater problems in the world, especially if the AI apocalypse looms upon us. We have to prepare ourselves for the worst and enjoy every day like it's our last. What do you guys think, though? I really want to hear your opinions in the discussion boards on this one. This is one of the hardest times I've had in terms of finding resources or even documentaries regarding these potential futures. I did link a couple TED Talks and YouTube videos that I found, but in terms of references this week, wasn't very helpful. So definitely had to pull a lot of this out of my previous education and my own experience with the tech industry. So let me know what you think. Comment on the Instagram, Reddit, or Discord boards, or just right here where you listen to the podcast. Don't forget to like it, review it, or follow me wherever you listen to your podcast, because I have so many more episodes for you all. And if you have any ideas, go to theconspiracymanifesto.com. On the inquiries page, you can leave me a message with any topics you want to see in the future. If you want to leave me a message to get shouted out on the podcast live, send me an email at theconspiracymanifesto@outlook.com. You know I love to hear from you all and understand more about other people's theories so that I can develop my own awareness, because that's really the goal here. It's a collaborative process. None of us know shit. So I'm happy to work with you all as we learn that we know nothing together. And I just want to say, if you're willing and able, my show would absolutely appreciate any donations. There's links on the website and the link tree to PayPal or Stripe. And these donations contribute to studio space, equipment, sound quality, editing software, and to reduce the need for me to ever require a corporate sponsorship from the evil corporations, the elite, or the alien overlords. I don't want them. I don't want to have to need them. I hope to one day be able to do this full time so I can create more content, because frankly, I have a list of 200 topics that I just can't find enough time to make more episodes. So if you're able to do that, it's massively appreciated, not necessary. It's also super helpful to just give it a like or a review where you listen to your podcast. And regardless, I will be here next week with more conspiracy and more episodes for you lovely listeners.